when he called the fishermen, you know. And we talked about this 2 weeks ago, and I said I read this commentator that talked about how they went home and they made arrangements and made sure the will was okay and the kids were all taken care of. That's not what it says. They dropped everything and went, you see. The call of God has primacy. Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, and then everything else will be added to you. Everything will come. Right. Now, how many ways are there to respond to Christ's call to live? Well, as many as there are people. See, there's no formula here. That's the one thing we want to make clear. And that's one of the reasons that God sets us, why he created the church, the visible community. You see, the true church is invisible. We don't know who belongs to the Lord. You know, that's ultimately his, that's why, because we're not the judges of hearts. He is. But we give ourselves the benefit of the doubt as the visible community, the baptized, people who confess Christ, right? And the church is set in the world as a visible community so that it can confess Christ. So it can step forward and say, I believe, in the face of those who say, I don't. God sets the church in the world as a community that through its actions and its resources can step into the lives of people who are struggling, who are oppressed, who are the victims of injustice and cruelty and disease and all the rest of it. And the church is given the task and responsibility of stepping out of the comfort zones of affluence and safety into the lives of people who need help. And that kind of faith, you see, is the faith that empowers action. That's the kind of faith Jesus talked about. If you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move a cotton picket mountain. Do something, and you'll see what God can do. Do something. Act. You see, that's what he's talking about. Act. Don't wait. The Christian church is not a club where we sit around passing Bible bouquets around the room. It needs to lead to something because God is up to something in the world. He's busy, you see, he's working. And one of the great contributions of Luther to our understanding of Christian action is that we can act in freedom. We don't act in order that God will love us, so that God will forgive us, so that God's grace will be ours. We act because he has given us these things, promised them in Christ. So we are free now to turn away from self-consciousness into the world with the gospel, first of all, and then with action in love. And as you move, your body and your resources and you actually put them in positions to begin to do something for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of Christ's work, God gives the gift of faith, kind of implants it in those actions, in those times of trusting and moving forward. That's how faith grows. That's how St. Paul could endure what he did. He discovered that for every beating and every imprisonment, the grace of God was there and overwhelming. That no matter what happened to him, because he dared to get up in the morning and go do it again, God blessed his action with faith. And that was a real experience. It wasn't some ethereal, like I said, some ethereal idea we bat around in Bible class. It was faith born out of the crucible of actually doing something in the name of Jesus. So you see how the devil's got us all running around in middle-class neighborhoods taking care of ourselves. Right? And we got all kinds of stuff to occupy our time with, don't we? We're absolutely tied up with ourselves. And we have, with full justification, right? Well, I've got a mortgage, and I got kids, and I got to get to the dry cleaner, I got to the grocery store, got to get the car lubed, got to get the house painted, got to get the garden done, and you know, it just never stops. And all that stuff, in the end, is about us. And the ambivalence of it is what's so frighteningly frustrating, you see, because there's nothing inherently bad with any of it. But it's like everything else that evil gets a hold of. See, the devil is too smart, you know, to hit us with 2x4s.